Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Space, the final frontier.
For George Takei, gift-giving will always be associated with something that was taken away from him as a child. The actor, activist, and author is best known, of course, for his role as Hikaru Sulu, helmsman of the USS Enterprise on the original Star Trek. But as a boy, he remembers being rounded up at the beginning of World War II and sent to an internment camp for Japanese Americans. Takei's most recent big project is called Allegiance, a new American musical. It's all about that disturbing episode of American history, and it premiered this past fall in L.A. We asked George Takei to tell us the story of his best gift given or gotten, and he took us on a journey back to his childhood, his memory as vivid as yesterday.
When I was five, a day I'll never forget, two American soldiers came stomping up our front porch and banged on the front door and ordered our family out. We were taken from our home first to the horse stables of San Anita Racetrack, where we were housed in a horse stall, which still smelled of horses.
And this is after Pearl Harbor?
This was after Pearl Harbor.
And this is the whole Japanese internment camp experience, and you were a part of it.
Japanese-American. We weren't imprisoned by the Japanese.
Exactly.
We were imprisoned by our own country, America, U.S. internment camp, simply because we happened to look like the people that bombed Pearl Harbor. But I was too young to really understand what that was all about. My parents told us that we were going on a long vacation to a place called Arkansas, and that sounded exotic to me, and vacation. And, I remember the barbed wire fence and the sentry towers, but my real memories are that of the fun I had. And our first Christmas there in the swamps of Arkansas.
In the concentration camp.
In a concentration camp.
In the swamps of Arkansas.
We were the farthest east. There were 10 concentration camps altogether.
And no parent said Santa Claus was going to be in this concentration camp, right?
Well, no. My parents told us that we were going to have Santa Claus visit us. And apparently all the parents had gotten together from our block. And after dinner on Christmas Eve, we all stayed in the mess hall. And a man took over as MC, and he sang Christmas carols to us and told a lot of jokes, and we were waiting for Santa to come. And we waited and waited, and Santa wasn't showing up. I knew, you know, where he lived, and it was back in Los Angeles. My mother used to take me to department stores at Christmas time to visit Santa Claus, and I thought maybe he couldn't make it through the barbed wire fence. But just when I thought that he wasn't going to show up, there was a loud ho, ho, ho at the mess hall door, and it banged open, and in came this Santa Claus, jingling and jangling, and with a bag full of presents, and all the children were told to line up, and he sat down, and we all went to him one after the other and told him what we wished for Christmas, and he gave us all Christmas presents. But as I approached Santa Claus, or as I got closer in the line, I saw his face, and I knew he was a fake, because his face was Japanese. And I knew Santa Claus wasn't. I'd visited with him every Christmas at the department store. And I knew he was jolly and fat and very soft white hair and a great big beard. And he was not Japanese. And so I knew he was fake. But my brother and sister, my younger brother and my baby sister, were absolutely enthralled and bewitched. And
so you couldn't say anything.
They were transported.
Yes, you had to keep your mouth.
And so as we approached them, you know, they were, and they got their present, and they my sister sat on his lap and was so happy, and my brother did too. And my turn came, and I felt his stomach, and I felt paper crinkle in his stomach. That confirmed it. Not only his face, but the crinkle that I heard when I touched his stomach. He was a fake. And he gave me a present. But my brother and sister were so happy and so enthralled by having visited with Santa Claus, and they got presents from him, that I kept it to myself. And that was what I thought would be a good present for my brother and sister.
So the present you got was the idea that Christmas could come to this
camp.
Right,
right.
And the gift you gave was not letting your brother and sister know.
Exactly.
What you knew.
Exactly.
Well, you are one Santa Claus kind of guy there, George, I have to say.
Yeah, that's a memory I still have and I cherish.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you very much and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Actor, activist, and author George Takei, best known for his role as Hikaru Sulu, helmsman of the USS Enterprise in the original television series Star Trek. He stopped by our studio to discuss his new musical play about a Japanese-American family interned during World War II called Allegiance. Now, there's no way for me to top George's story there, but I should answer this question, too. Best gift I gave? Well, that was a cruise to Alaska for my parents on their 50th anniversary, the honeymoon they never got in the 1950s. But the best gift I ever got was from my grandpa, John Slagle. You see, I had this old book collection, books I'd collected as a little boy that in my little boy way I imagined were really valuable. Old editions of Greek plays, old hardcover editions of Dickens, and some other English classics from the 19th century proudly displayed in my room. My grandpa had built me a beautifully stained wooden shelf for them. But when I went off on an adventure with my girlfriend the summer before college, I decided to sell the John Hockenberry Library and use the cash to buy a used VW Bug car for about $200. So Grandpa, a real antiques collector, by the way, went with me to a rare bookstore to sell my treasures, and the shop owner wouldn't give me a nickel, said they were worthless. Grandpa really got mad at the guy and took him into his office. I couldn't hear what he said, but when he came out of the shop owner's office, Grandpa handed me $150. I bought my junky used VW and didn't think about those books until that Christmas, 6 months later. When there they were, under the Christmas tree, neatly wrapped from my grandpa. He had just come back for them after we'd left the bookshop. The money he gave me was his, of course. Grandpa kept those books for me, and I still have many of them. By the way, neither the car nor the relationship with my girlfriend survived the summer. Best gifts you've ever gotten or given? What's the gift that you hold most dear or think about most fondly? Tell us your story by calling us at 877-8MYTAKE.